We are now recording.
But tonight I'm very happy to welcome Eki Shola here to many Rivers Books and Tea. And Eki Shola is a physician, and she has used her experience as a physician to inform her musicianship. So it's a wonderful crossover, you know, physician, musician, alike. And the healing power of music is something that has been talked about for millennia, you know, like, and so she is embodying that tradition of music as a healing practice. So tonight she's going to inspire us with her music, Final Beginning, Musical Inspiration. Thank you very much for coming to Many Rivers.
Thank you
really
very much, Dan.
It.
Thank you. Workstation, and it allows me to function as a one-woman band centrally, so I can record all of my tracks up to 16 beforehand, and then I can change instruments and improvise over it and all that good stuff. So that song was titled Quantify, and it's on my first album that I just released a few months ago.
So you programmed in all those tracks. How many tracks are there?
All of them. So there are, well, on the album I have 15 songs, and each song has between maybe as little as 4 to up to 16.
And the one we just heard?
That one had 16. Yeah. And my next album, I'll be merging it with more electronic, what you call MIDI controllers, where you can make different effects or add even more instruments if you like. So, yeah. Okay. Is the sound okay? Volume's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just give a little bit of some introduction. Just want to share a few things with you, if you don't mind, before we go ahead. My name is Eki Sholin. I'm a musician, a writer, mother, physician, and actually seem to be restaurateur. But my husband is Sebastopol. We built a place up on Hillsburg Avenue that we hope to be opening soon. I've tried allopathic therapy, medication, the rehab therapy, counseling, hypnotherapy, medium work, all to cope with grief. I lost my mother going on 5 years ago. And through all of that work that I did, I came to the conclusion that crying, laughing, writing, and composing music have helped me the most with dealing with the loss of my mother. And so I would love to share with you a few pieces that I wrote, some short stories I'd like to share with you. This one is called Scattering Ashes. What was supposed to be a solemn and ceremonious day of scattering mom's ashes turned out to be unexpectedly quite comical, and thus rather funny, relaxing in a strange way. As usual, it was a rather blustery day as we set out to Bodega Bay to release mom into the crashing waves of the Pacific Ocean. Nervously, we'd never done this before. Plus, I wasn't sure if some sort of license was supposed to be obtained for this sort of thing. I'd scoured the website, but quite rare, Google failed to provide me with an answer. But we looked for a place that would be perfect. We also looked for somewhere that allowed for a little privacy from the other beachgoers, and protection, say, from the police if they ever happened to just show up. We found a spot we'd be certain we could recall each year. We have miserably failed at this. All terrain looks the same to us. But we made our way down to the sandy area where we tried to decide where would be a good place to release mom. After settling upon an appropriate place, my brother became emboldened and stood out precariously on a large boulder to the alarm of our father, who kept shouting out in Jamaican patois, "My unana drop, me now want to bury you too." In English now, that means, "Mind you don't drop. I don't want to have to bury you too." We laughed at this, breaking the serious, palpable tension. With fumbling fingers, we then made the difficult decision to scoop out the ashes. What's the etiquette here? Do you scoop out with fingers? Do you lift the container and pour? And then so we scattered them into the sea. My sister was quite cautious and took extra coaxing. I was a little flummoxed by this, as I had incorrectly assumed that as a physician, she would be okay with this. Basically, it is not like it is on TV. As a cold wind whipped around us, the heavy gusts actually caused the ashes to fly right back at us, causing my sister to frantically brush up her clothing and basically shriek, "Ah, mom is all over me right now." There's no graceful scattering through the cosmos, but instead we just tried our best to throw the ashes straight out to the ocean, which kept blowing them back at us. Looking back, I'd like to think it was a message from mom, because she never liked going in any kind of body of water other than to take a shower or a bath. Mom was not one to swim in an ocean or venture into swimming pools, and we later commented on how unfitting it probably was to deposit her into the frigid ocean, the last place where she'd ever want to be in when alive, much less to swim in eternal rest. However, the point was to return her to the earth. And it was comforting to know that eternally she'd always be around us, literally, in the atmosphere. So my album was dedicated to my mother, Hope Edwards. And, after she passed, this was in New York, and she was young. She had cancer, and it came on quite sudden. And we were all here, and we flew back, took turns being with her and taking care of her. And within 6 months, she lost battle to cancer. And I'll never forget, I had a younger brother and a sister and my dad, and we were planning the memorial, and it was just getting stressful and tense, and it was just like, stop already. And we went up to my bedroom in my parents' house, and my dad plays drums and percussion and guitar, and my sister plays violin, and my brother plays double bass, and we all jammed for, I don't know, like 2-3 hours straight, and we played and played until we were just physically exhausted, and it was amazing. And the funny thing is, we never really played together like that before, up until then. And it was really from that point on that I haven't stopped playing since. I was like, I didn't set out to do an album, but I had one, and my whole point was really to be able to channel and work through all the grief and be able to share that with others and give back to others. So it's like my ultimate dream, my dream to be here with you all. So thank you. Thank you.
Where do you do medicine, and what kind of medicine do you do?
Good question. So I have so many interests, and one thing that really came out to me after my mom's death was, you only live once, and it's like, do the things you fear the most and follow your dreams. And so I actually stopped practicing at a company. I was a stutter, and I became an independent contractor so I can focus on my music, my writing, still work as a physician because I do love that, but more as I fill in at different places versus having an own office and panel. And that was a tough choice. I mean, I racked my brain for like 2 years over that. But I feel like this is, it allows me to give me more of a balance to kind of do everything. Yeah.
What kind of restaurant are you? What kind of food are you?
Caribbean Jamaican food. Yeah. Homemade ice cream. Yeah.
Where's this place going to be?
Yeah. It's already there, right next to Peter Lowell's.
Up the hill or down the hill?
Down the hill.
So where the yoga studio is now?
To the left of that. Over
okay.
Between that.
The art
gallery. Building. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good. When do you open?
That's the plan.
See the menu.
Maybe my husband's mentioned. But it's called Revive. Revive Cafe and Scoop Bar. So
tell us a little bit about Jamaican food.
Jamaican food is very aromatic, very flavorful. Jamaica is a very multicultural island. There's a lot of influence from China, India, gets reflected into the spices. So kind of think of a blend of Indian, Thai, Puerto Rican, all in one, if you will. But it has its own essence. You have to come. So I can play this one. I just became an aunt 7 months ago, I guess. And it's been a pleasure to take care of her and watch her and give her back. Like, I'm done. I like my sleep. So this song is called Child is Born. Thank you. she rations her smiles. and that song, she was sitting there in the front row. I played it at a performance. Thank you guys for coming. And in the middle of the song, I looked up and she was giggling and going like this. I was like, okay. She approved. This one is called Journey of Zen. Was we each played four originals and one cover, and all my songs are originals, so I didn't know what to play, and I was up probably until 1 a.m. the night before still figuring out what am I going to play as a cover, and I found one that I liked. It was a it's a John Lennon song. And I texted my friend, I said, I found the cover. And I told him the title, and he was like, oh, that's a real downer. How are you going to play that? I said, well, I don't know, but it's a really sweet song, and I really like it. And he said, okay. So, this song, I don't know if any of you know it, it's a short song, but I did my own kind of arrangement over it, and it's called Mommy Is Dead.
But she's coming back in dust. Thank you.
That's my one cover.
Sorry, nobody's going to know it's covered.
There you go, right?
Did he record that?
He did, yeah. And it was this little, I think I found it on YouTube. And you can find a video of him singing it, but it was recording. And it was him. Yeah. It's the song. This one is a love song.
I play.
last song for you this evening, if you don't mind, and I'd like to read a short piece for you before that. It's one of my favorite songs. It's called Warm Up. When I envision my mother's form, it is comforting to see her as a soft light that wraps me tightly. When writing a piece called Warm Up, I could visualize a relaxingly slow trek through a zero-gravity atmosphere, saturated with a warm glow of mandarin orange and dusky sunset red. The rhythmic walk is deliberately pronounced, but lightweight in step. The target destination is a magnificent sun, whose rays are brightly twinkling and casting a warm blanket circumferentially around my body. The temperature is not unbearable. The glare is not blinding, and I find myself being drawn forward and propelled slowly at a slight incline, almost wafting diagonally to the sky, towards the sun where I hope to see my mother once more. As the tempo of the song transitions to a jaunty jazz, I see a renewal of life, albeit in a different form, come to life. And here I feel thankful for the unification of someone so dear to me, who's gone in physical presence, but here surrounding me in spirit. It is almost a realization that to acknowledge being a motherless daughter, as written by Hope Edelman, does not accurately depict the conundrum that I face, which is, of course, I'm a motherless daughter, given that I can no longer feel, hug, or kiss my mother. However, as long as she remains within my core, being genetically and spiritually, I still feel every bit of her daughter as when she was alive, especially since I'm so exquisitely aware of her spiritual presence. Thank you.
I'm
you so much. That was beautiful.
That is.
I think that's going to give me wonderful dreams.
I hope.
Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. And that was just a perfect ending to 2016. You know, it's just really uplifting. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
There are CDs available, and she has her book. There's a couple of chocolates there.
Help yourself.
And there's a donation bowl on the counter. We split the donations with our presenter, so that please give generously through all the work Eki has done, and so that we can continue to offer events like this into the future. You know, like, so happy new year, everyone. May there be many blessings for you in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you. If you're interested, I left a little red book there. Any comments, questions, you want to leave your email there, I'd be more than happy to add you to my blog. I send out announcements on my next performance. I also do house concerts too.
Yeah.
Like, we come play for your home.
I do that.
I love the small intimate.
Yeah.
And at the restaurant.
And at the restaurant too. My husband pays you well. Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
We can work out a deal.
It's
so funny because as a restaurant owner, you have to, if you're going to play music, recorded music, you have to have a license to play. He's coming to me as a musician. He's like, how do I get this license?
Oh.
And I'm telling him, well, yeah, you know, because every time they play, you get a royalty. So he's on the other side of that. Funny.
Well, if he plays your music, he'll be paying you the royalty.
Psychological aspect, and he was, very nice. So I miss you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm saying hi for David Quigley too.
Yes.
I just talked to him on the
Especially because I didn't always start.
Right. 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No more medicine then, right?
No, I'm not getting that medicine.
Are you a general practitioner?
Yeah.
Well, that'll do well here.
Yeah.
You know, the only other restaurant, there's a restaurant in San Rafael.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably know that place.
Checked it out, yeah.
And it's very well attended.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yep.
But you'll do your own thing here. I'm sure it'll be good.
Right.
All right, I look forward to seeing you.
Nice to meet you. So you're Izzy.
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Gary Green. Izzy is a nickname for my Hebrew name, which is Yitzhak.
Yitzhak. Ah, okay. Such
right.
A pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. All right.
Do you need any help taking down?
I would love that, please.
Okay, yeah, just let me know what you need.
Sure, I'll grab my gear in the back, that'd be great.
Perfect.
Thank you. Alright. Okay, so I'm totally coming back to shop.
Yay!
I have a list, a shopping list, and this is like perfect.
We managed to
come
up with a pretty large selection.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's good to hear.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming.
We sold CDs, so I wrote a check to cover the CDs.
Thank you very much.
And then these are the donations. These are the donations. So.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
this, like I say, I really meant every word I said. That was a beautiful music. You know, you were talking about Jamaica and all these influences.
Yeah.
Is that the music too?
I don't know, you'd be the first to say it.
The Zen thing that I noted, that was a 5-note scale.
Yes, I always think of it more sort of like an Asian kind of
thing,
if you will. I don't know that theory, but my parents
are
Jamaican.
I see.
And we were born in London.
I see.
Yeah, some pieces that are more reggae.
Works together.
It all
very
works together.
Well.
Yes.
Well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
I didn't push a button at the stop.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Sure.
Thank you. Yeah,
it is actually.
Good night.
No, it's still recording.